back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Exploring the strange phenomenon of alien implants with Dr. Roger Lear, with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. I guess to some degree, if the implants themselves didn't possibly represent a really advanced technology, I would wonder if to some extent governments were doing this to keep tabs on their people.
Well,
the low-tech fashion in which they're administered might be one reason.
I don't see what you're calling low technique. Technique to me is advanced technology. If a being can disassociate your skin, subcutaneous tissue, muscle, and periosteum and place a foreign object within your body and then have it heal where there's no sign of a defect.
No rejection, no infection.
No infection and no rejection and no inflammatory reaction.
But it is visible if you know where to look.
No, it wouldn't be visible unless you use some artificial means.
Okay, but obviously you are recovering some, so therefore in some cases, well, I guess if you're doing this en masse and you're doing, you know, a couple hundred thousand at a time, I guess some will just not take. That's the point you're making.
Yes, that's correct. As I said, they are far from, you know, perfection. These are not gods.
Or they may not care. It may be a matter of they consider us, you know, low-grade beings, primitive beings, and therefore why should we care how they react to what we do? We'll just do it the expedient way.
I'm in agreement with the second part, that I don't think they consider us low-grade beings, but certainly lesser, younger beings. Now, if we were going to do the same thing, the analogy has been used many times. If you grab a fish, let's say a coelacanth, which is, you know, kind of rare, and you decide you want to know the habits of the coelacanth, and you bring them out of the water, are you going to explain to the coelacanth, I'm putting this little probe on the back of you so I can track you, you know, from Africa to India to you know, some ocean and see how you breed and so on? I don't think so, because they we consider the fish you know, a lower form being.
We would have a conference with them, go to the fish council and say, can we do this, sir?
Yes, yes. We go to the Galactic Fish Council and make a proposal that we go to this planet and do everything to their fish.
Okay, any theories about the end game? So, for example, why would they be doing this? Just to see what we're doing? Do you really believe it's genetic manipulation?
Yes, I was going to suggest before when we were on the subject of a theoretical the theoretical motives, let's say, that are logical. You get down to only two possibilities. Now, if you're a devout theist, then you're well within your realm to say this is an act of God, and no one can argue with you.
Is, of course, if you assume that God doesn't mind inflicting pain and discomfort on humans.
Well, for every religious right, there is always a reason that if God is punishing you one day, he's teaching you a lesson so you'll be a better person the next day.
So if we're abducted or we think we're being abducted and someone gets in there and does genetic manipulation or takes samples from our reproductive organs, we're just, you know, got to suck it up because it's to our benefit.
Trust is a fragile thing, Gene.
Yeah,
well, that breaks a lot of trust, I'll tell you.
You hear that from a very large number of individuals that have said, oh, yes, abduction is a wonderful thing because, you know, my soul made a deal before I was born.
So no, your soul made a deal that you're going to be abducted.
Okay. It sounds like Dr. Lear has spent some time in my neck of the woods here, Sedona.
Well, I have been to Sedona. In fact, I had quite an experience there sitting on one of those vortexes. I got a thought in my mind of an individual who I hadn't seen in a number of years. She just, you know, popped into my mind, and I just, you know, visualized her. And I got home, and several days later, I got a telephone call from this various individual, and she said, you know, I haven't talked to you in about 5 years, but suddenly I had, you know, you came into my mind, and so I had to give you a call. And I said, well, when did this happen? Well, strangely enough, she's a hiker. And she was sitting up on the top of a mountain in the Sierras. And I said, well, when did this happen? And it was the same day at the same time. So
I've heard a number of stories like that from around here. It's a pretty interesting place, believe me.
Yeah, that it definitely is.
Well, this is all really a fascinating subject, and I'm really intrigued by the results that the scientific results that you were referring to earlier on in the episode here. Now, have you decided or made any attempts to go to other labs and do like a double blind study where you can replicate the kinds of analytical results? This sounds like you could almost do a scientific paper if you were able to replicate the same analytical results.
We have, and we've been trying to get a peer reviewed scientific paper published now for about 4 or 5 years. We've had something into the SSE and they make excuses. They don't say yes. They don't say no, but they don't publish. I'm working with another scientific journal in a foreign country now in collaboration with a tenured professor who is doing something different, but along the same lines. We're trying to get a joint article written in a foreign journal. Also, you may not know this, but I found out 6 months ago that I am the subject of an OSTP report in the White House. Are you familiar with the OSTP?
No, I'm not.
It's a White House organization, which is the Office of Science and Technology Policy. And this was written when President Obama was trying to get money for his health care bill in which he wanted a public option. Someone had heard me talk at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., and they happened to be on the OSTP committee and wrote a white paper on my work and presented it to the president. Now, I have a copy of that. The essence of the article was also, I just recently found out, redone in the Huffington Post and the Examiner. So the Huffington Post now within the next two weeks is coming out with a new article. And what was going on was that the president was being chided because he was offered two possibilities. One, that the work we were doing shows that there is extraterrestrial technology, that if money was poured into it with research, it could wind up saving the medical care program millions and millions and millions of dollars for benefits for mankind. And the other suggestion was that if Dr. Lear is wrong, and this is some secret technology that has not been exposed to the public, the medical benefits should also be released for the benefit of the public and the savings of money. So it was quite a paper. But the new article that will be coming out in the Huffington Post will cover all this. So stay tuned, folks.
Well, watch for it. In general, what's the skeptical viewpoint of what you have to say about the implants? What do they say in response to?
I've been with them all from Smiley to the rest of them. Unfortunately, one of them passed away. But I had two encounters with American Skeptical Society. One was a television show I did with Kevin Nealon, who was a marvelous comedian, an on-the-spot comedian. But we had a roundtable discussion. He was interested in this subject. Naturally, he made lots of jokes. But sitting next to me was a representative of the California Division of the American Skeptical Society. She was relatively new, and she had a briefcase, and she sat down next to me and said, "What's your claim to fame?" And I said, well, I guess you're talking about why I'm here, and that has to do with the implantation of objects in the bodies of alien abductee. Implants, yes.
Yes, so, we got to do the break now, then you can finish that remark about the roundtable with the skeptics. Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, neighbor.
chambers. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 29th, 2013. Gold open at $1,599.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,639.65. A half ounce for $819.83. Or a quarter ounce for $409.91. That's $1,639.65, $819.83, and $409.91.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This is one of our most fascinating episodes, exploring some unusual, very frightening things that have happened to people with these so-called implants and these experiences. So you're on this roundtable, Dr. Roger Lear, with these skeptics. And, of course, you mention what you're doing, and they laugh. But what is their argument against what you have to say and what you have to prove?
So, anyway, this rather good-looking blonde from the Skeptical Society reaches into her briefcase, and she pulls out this rather thick black binder. And
oh,
so,
boy. Is that like the binders filled with women that Mitt Romney was displaying during the presidential campaign?
Those are blinders, not binders. A regular old, you know, three-ring, very thick black binder. And so she pulls this thing out, and since I'm sitting quite close to her, I'm looking over her shoulder.
I bet you are.
She opens it up to the table of contents, and then with her finger runs down alphabetically until she gets to the subject of implants.
Right, and gets her boilerplated response out.
Right.
Okay, before I answer this question, I gotta look at my script. Hold on just a minute. So what was her response?
So I said to her, I said, you seem to have something there on every subject in the paranormal. And she says, oh, yes, we do. Well, she was very friendly, and she was new. She even invited me to their office on Wilshire Boulevard. But unfortunately, when I actually called her, and I was going to go over there, she had already been moved out of state someplace else, so never got the opportunity. My other experience with them was I gave a lecture to the Marina Del Rey Yacht Club out here in Marina Del Rey. I was arranged by Bill Burns from, the History Channel UFO magazine. And I was about three-quarters of the way through my presentation when a fellow raised his hand, and I acknowledged him, and he says, have you ever given any of this material to the American Skeptical Society? And I said,
oh, I like the way you say that. You have a career in show business if you do those impressions, I'll tell you.
And I said, no. And he said, well, why not? And I said, because you guys are all psychics. And he just blew his Abram Lodden stack. Psychic,
no,
how can you be? How can you accuse me of us of being psychics? We don't believe in psychics and et cetera, et cetera. And he was yelling and screaming at me. And I said, well, I don't know what else to say. I said, because you seem to know everything that's going on, but you never look at any of the damn data. And with that, the crowd started roaring, and he turned red and got up and left. So that was my two experiences. When the poor fellow, I've forgotten his name, that passed away, the real famous psychic that attacked everybody. What was his name?
Psychic or Phil Klass?
Phil Klass.
He attacked the psychics, yes.
Yeah, he attacked psychics and everything else. But anyway, I had many, many occasions where we did press conferences with them as part of the group and so on. And he was sitting in the front row, and he went and asked all the speakers questions but never asked me anything. And we did that several times. Finally, one day, I just saw him having lunch, and I kind of felt sorry for him because he was older and he was in poor health, and he knew. So I said, Phil, can I have a cup of coffee with you? He said, sure. I said, well, how are you feeling? And we had a discussion about his health, but he never one single time asked me a question about the work that I was doing.
Well, that's interesting, because, boy, he usually he would jump all over pretty much anyone or anything in the field. That's very interesting. Well, you know, you've been involved, Dr. Lear, in quite a number of case investigations, and I recall editing a very intriguing interview that you did along with a guy that had a pair of sunglasses and a bandana and a hat pulled down over his head concerning a particular case. I believe it was in California where, you know, strange fluorescent material was left behind on a boat. And I believe this person was actually one of your material scientists, wasn't he? Or somebody was doing some of your analytical work, if I recall?
Well, he was somebody that happened to be an abductee who came to me under false pretenses, and I should have thrown his butt out of the office, but I'm glad I didn't. He came in as a foot patient and said that he thought he had a foreign object in the toe and was having a lot of pain. So I didn't see any evidence of any marks or anything, and I said, well, what makes you think you have a foreign object in your toe? And he said, well, I must have stepped on something because I woke up the following morning and there was some blood on my blood sheets and there was blood on the toe. So I said, I palpated the toe with my finger, and when I would touch a certain place, it would wince in pain. So I assumed he was telling the truth. So I said, well, I think we should get an x-ray taken. So I wrote a script, and he went out and got an x-ray taken, brought me back the film, and it showed a metallic foreign body in the toe. And it was at that time he told me, he says, well, I didn't tell you the truth. He says, I looked you up on the internet. I know who you are, and I work in a scientific laboratory not too far from here. So I thought I would take a chance and come in, but I didn't want to tell you, you know, the abduction story, because I thought you might think I was crazy and not take me as a patient. So, yeah, he did have some scientific background, but he was masked and his voice was disguised on the show because he didn't want anybody to at work to see who it was, and then for fear of losing his job. Because believe me, whether they're scientists or bankers or politicians, they unfortunately have to pray to higher masters. So I understand that situation. You know, they still got to feed their families.
Well, it was a very intriguing case. I remember listening to some of the details of the case, and there was physical evidence of the actual encounter.
Yeah, it was just a
pretty intriguing case.
Replete with physical evidence. We went to his house, brought a team with me. We used a Gauss meter. We found magnetic anomalies, not only on the bedroom where he said these events occurred, but we used three frequencies of ultraviolet light. We shut all the lights off in the bedroom, and we found two four-fingered small fluorescent handprints on the wall right near the area where the magnetism was on the outside of the house. You were right about the boat. He had a fiberglass boat in which the fiberglass hull was magnetic. We had wooden serving spoons for you know, salad serving spoons, so they were magnetic. We had plastic counters that were magnetic. We had the kitchen cabinets. All the hinges were unipoles. We could never find the opposing pole. He had an avocado tree in the backyard, and we'd set the Gauss meter on the on a branch of the avocado tree, and it would read 10 milligauss. Well, that's as far as the scale would get, go. The soil that was surrounded that tree would occasionally break out in spontaneous combustion. We dug down. We looked for gas lines. We did studies on surrounding soil, neighbor soil. We turned it in. The only thing we found that in that particular area, there was a high content of bromine.
I'll tell you what, let's get into the rest of this answer in a moment. We have Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Dr. Roger Lear continuing his details of his investigation. We had to do a brief break for business. Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. Dr. Lear, would you continue your answer?
Yeah, so his house was replete with various magnetic anomalies and, as I said, fluorescent findings of four-fingered handprints. His wife had left town one weekend to go visit relatives, and during that time we talked him into removing the piece of wall with handprints on it and replacing it, doing a repair. And he made up some story to her that there was some kind of a leak or something that occurred through the window. But we still have that, and we've done a lot of things since we started this. We're now looking at cases where there is fluorescence that turns up in people's houses or on their bodies, and we're trying to understand what it is that makes this fluorescence. There's a lot of things in nature that are natural that will produce fluorescence, such as cat urine will fluoresce. There's certain microorganisms in the ocean called...
Yeah, and there's solvents and there's cleaners.
Yeah,
and
solvents, too. Cleaners. There's these organisms called dinoflagellates that will emit fluorescence with ultraviolet light. But the frequencies we use, we can alter, go from one frequency to the next. And, you know, some like cat urine will only show up under one frequency. And so we know what frequencies these common, ordinary things show up under. Had another case in which a woman came in and said she was taken aboard a craft in the third trimester of pregnancy, and the child was taken, and a year later she was abducted again, brought back onto the craft, and handed this very strange looking baby, which repulsed her. But when she was handed the baby, she cradled the baby in her arm like a human baby, and immediately she felt this bond occur, and it was a very loving bond. So she had come into the office with this experience, and we did some tests on her. Again, one was fluorescence. She had fluorescence in the palm of the left hand, and where she'd held the baby on the forearm of the right hand. And so we took several solvents, and we were able to wash it off. And we told her that was probably, contamination that she got maybe from the steering wheel of her car or someplace else. And then she was just getting ready to leave the office, and I don't know, you get strange feelings at times. And I said, just a minute before you leave. And this is about an hour or so had gone by. I took her back in the room again, and we used the fluorescent light, and it was all back. So this stuff does not wash off with ordinary solvents.
Has it been analyzed at all? Have you been able to figure out exactly what its constituent elements are?
We're working on that now as we speak. We're trying to find out exactly what's in it. We know that there's substances that are not only fluorescence, but when you look at the package of the implants themselves, one of them contained bubbles which appeared to be oil. And we analyzed the oil. It turned out to be oil of lauric acid. And lauric acid is a natural immune defense mechanism. We can instill it into the body, and the body doesn't react to it. But it's the only one that we found that. So maybe they do use lauric acid to coat these things with. We don't know. Don't know enough yet.
No, boric acid. Maybe they're afraid of small crawling insects or something.
Not boric. This is L-A-U-R.
Well, lauric acid. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's acid chemical used in laboratories.
Huh. Well, we have a whole bunch of questions from Rigiwa, who's been a poster at forum.theparacast.com.
And by the way, he lobbied for a long time. Please get Dr. Lear back.
He's one of your big proponents, and he's very interested in your involvement in the Turkish UFO videos between 2007 and 2009, and they've been circulating around for a while, and word is that you were there when one of those events was filmed. Do you want to describe to us what happened there? What do you think of that Turkish wave and the footage that's been produced by those gentlemen on the coastline there? What did you see when you were there? You actually were there when one of the events was filmed.
Well, I was actually there for 2 years. It was 2007, 2008, 2009. I was there at 8 and 9. But I actually had privileged enough to look through the camera viewfinder and everything that you saw on the original footage. But the thing is that many people have not seen the original footage. They've seen what was on YouTube. So they have no idea of what the original footage looks like. What we did was we went to a small town on the European coast, and as you know, Turkey is really on two continents. It's on Europe and the Orient, both. So this was on the European coast, looking out over the sea. And we stayed up from 12 midnight to 4 o'clock in the morning filming over the sea. The fellow that owned the camera equipment, his name is Yeltsin, had sort of a photographic knack for feeling the presence of UFOs. So we had a conference there prior to this, and there was about 3,000 people that were at the conference. And the that year, 2008 and 2009, I saw so many UFOs that I really had no desire to ever see one again. I mean, it was like watching the traffic on the freeway. Every single news station had their remote truck out at the conference center filming these things all day long. These were daylight sightings. So we decided to go out at night. I think it's called the Sea of Miramar, if I'm not correct. I have this up on my website, and we took it down because the footage that we had didn't show what was supposed to be there. But we're putting it back up again, and it'll be this Sunday night. It'll be on another website. I don't know whether I have the right to say that. Tell where it is or not.
Feel free.
Well, it'll be on coast to coast.
Well, you know, we'll tolerate that.
So,
within a normal level of toleration or tolerance.
If it's good footage, yeah, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, it's a copy of the original footage. And so, as I said, I did look through the viewfinder and camera, saw the whole thing. Let me describe the situation. The sea was calm. We surveyed it with optical equipment, binoculars and telescopes and so on to see how far out across the sea we could see anything. The water was devoid of ships. There were no oil rigs. There were no background lights. There was nothing to reflect in the water. We also filmed at the time of the sighting. There was a dog that would happen to be on the beach that was reacting quite violently, looking out over the water. So undoubtedly the dog could either see this thing or feel it or whatever. But there was a bright full moon. And that's the first thing that we were able to see in the sky. And underneath the moon was a little bright dot. Could have been a star or a planet or anything else. But we decided to allow the camera had a 300-millimeter lens and an electronic doubler. That means that we could go with the mechanical focusing device of the lens and the electronics to 600-millimeter magnification. The camera was on sticks, but there was a breeze blowing, and so it looks like it's a little bit handheld, but it's not. It was on a tripod.
We'll get into the second part of the description as he's describing the setup for these photos. We have Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris in
the Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
One more segment left with Dr. Roger Lear with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. And Dr. Lear was setting up a response to a question with some more information. Would you go on?
Okay, so we were talking about the camera and the lenses, and the first thing we focused on was the moon. And then we dropped the camera down slightly to look at this, what we thought was a planet or star, and it seemed at that point to be much brighter than anything that we had seen, you know, previously. Certainly brighter in intensity than the moonlight was, so that's when we started the push or zoom on the object, and we got about 300 millimeters, and we could see that it was a craft, which we could only see the front end of, and then when we pushed fully on the craft, full zoom, we could see that the side we were looking at looked like the side of a boomerang, and then we just kept the camera focused on that particular craft, and slowly it began to turn, and as it turned, we could see that the craft itself was being lighted by the full moon, but that there was light coming from three portions of the craft in the front, one in the middle and one on each side. And we looked very closely, and we could see that there was movement there, and again, we used the full zoom of the camera at that point, and we saw what appeared to be gray aliens standing there, whatever they were doing, operating controls and so on. So we just kept filming it until finally it just receded and disappeared. Now, we didn't see it fly away, or, we didn't see it go up or down. It just faded out and disappeared.
How many degrees above the horizon was it?
I'd say maybe 70 degrees.
Okay, so it was way up in the air. Some of the debunkers have said that it's nothing more than a distant ocean liner or a passenger ship approaching from, over the horizon. So that you can't use.
Yeah,
that
we set the video into a university in Istanbul. It was connected with the government, and they went over it with their analyzed it, and it was major news. They don't hide anything in Turkey like is done elsewhere, such as the United States, and they verified that this was an actual craft, which they deemed a non-terrestrial craft. Then, once we got that report done, Hakan Akhundzada, who's the head of the Cirrus organization for Turkey did a number of television news programs, and amongst these programs were debunkers and skeptics and all sorts of people, and we brought out the analysis that was done, and there was nothing much that they could say about it. Then about 2 months after that, the footage was sent to an analyst in Chile who volunteered to do it with an organization he was with, a very high-credentialed organization. And what he did was he used, Gene, what's called a frame splitter. The frames go by a television camera 30 frames per second, but each frame is split into two sections called fields. So if you have 30 frames, you have 60 fields. So if you have a device that will isolate the fields, you can look, instead of 30 pictures, you can look at 60 pictures, and there you get more detail. So he actually did an analysis of not only the craft, but the beings, and then he did the measurements of how high this was above the water, the angle from the beach, triangulation effects, what the beings were doing during the time that we were filming them, and there was more than grays that were there. He described them in great detail. Well, that information also will be up on my website soon. So, incidentally, my website is alienscalpel.com. Alienscalpel.com.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners are going to be intrigued enough to go take a look at that. I've seen the highly compressed versions on YouTube, which I understand, you know, being in video, that a lot of detail is lost. I'd be really interested to see high-res version of some of the footage that's come from there, because quite frankly, you know, hearing from you as being on site gives, in my mind, gives this whole scenario there in the Sea of Marmara a lot more credibility. Again, it's very difficult to determine from the other side of the planet the veracity of the people that are involved, but to have someone of your stature going over there, Dr. Lear, and seeing this with your own eyes, that goes a long way for me.
Yeah, well, it was a strange set of synchronicities that, you know, I don't mind staying up late, but, unless I'm engaged in some very important activity, I usually go to bed around 11:30, 12 o'clock. I don't stay up from 12 till 4 o'clock in the morning. And for me even to consent to do that, I don't know why I did it, to tell you the truth. But there was a number of us there. Jaime Mossan was there also, and he had his camera crew. But the main camera had the push ability to.
Well, the 600-millimeter, that's a large lens.
Yeah, it's a large lens. So, as I said, when you see a little movement of the camera, it's only because there was a wind blowing, and it was even hard to keep the camera steady on a set of sticks. But to see this thing, I mean, to me, was pretty convincing representation of, these were not Rorschachs. these were, black-eyed beings, as you can see, as clear as you would if you were looking in your neighbor's window.
Well, don't ask me about looking into my neighbor's window.
I know, you live in the country and you have no neighbors.
Well, actually, we don't live in the country. We do have neighbors. And they're nice people, so I wouldn't want to look in their windows.
Yeah, but their dogs are loud.
Yeah, we actually have neighbors with dogs on both sides of us. One has 6 dogs, one has 5 dogs, but 6 more puppies.
Oh, my gosh. And these are all St. Bernards?
Well, I think they're pit bulls.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're safe.
Well, they must like you, Dr. Lear, because they haven't barked once this whole segment, which I think may be a record. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gene.
Well, yeah. You know what it is the dogs are learning to cope with our dog. We have one dog. Our dog is Teddy Bear and kind of a little sweetheart of a dog, a Bichon. And because he has such a pleasant, cheery personality, they're afraid.
Well, you know? I know that this might be not too interesting to our listeners, but I also have 4 dogs. We have 2 small doxies. We have an intermediate size mixed breed and a full-blood female German Shepherd whose life is in totally not entangled in UFOs. It's in what's called a ball. So anything in her life that doesn't have anything to do with a ball is superfluous.
Well, our dog likes these little tennis ball things that are made for dogs, and when you bite on them, they start squeaking. You know, this is the Paracast, and now, unfortunately, this week, the show has gone to the dogs. It's such a bad joke. Dr. Roger Lear, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you do.
Well, again, my website is Alien, A-L-I-E-N, Scalpel, S-C-A-L-P, as in Paul, E-L, .com, alienscalpel.com. They want to contact me, they can contact me on Lear, L-E-I-R, private, P-R-I-V-A-T-E, like a private in the Army, at AOL.com.
And with AOL, you never know if it's private. I don't want to say that. Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
Well, we live on a strange planet, as we found out today from Dr. Lear, and it's OurStrangePlanet.com.
Let me tell you, listeners, we have questions in our forums. Dr. Lear knows about it. We didn't have a chance to cover today, and we'll have him back in the near future to get to those. You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. We also have a Paracast section on Facebook, two of them, and one day I'll figure out how to make them into just one. Dr. Roger Lear, thanks for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you, Gene and Chris. I hope to be with you again soon.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.